There's a district attorney who had just lost the case. And he went up to the foreman of the jury and said, "How could you possibly find this defendant innocent?" And the foreman said, "Well, we found him innocent because of insanity." And the district attorney said, "All 12 of you?" Sometimes the most obvious things are not obvious. On Monday, we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross. That's why the cross is on the tetrapod, decorated with flowers. The priest is wearing red vestments to remind us of the blood that was shed for us. But pain and agony is not the main symbol of the cross. St. Francis had a beautiful saying in his long prayer about peace and love. He said, "It is better to love than to be loved." How many parents want to be friends with their kids and have a difficult time saying difficult things? Jesus was a person that we have as an icon of love with no conditions. That doesn't mean he was quiet when person's behavior was wrong. Jesus spoke up. He told the Pharisees, "I love you unconditionally, but what you're doing is wrong." Better to love than to be loved. He spoke the truth, and that's why he ended up on the cross. That's why unconditional love does not mean being quiet when things are wrong, when sins are okay. Oh, as long as people are happy, it's okay. Bank robbers are very happy when they rob a bank. Criminals are very happy when they do something evil. Happiness is not the guidepost. Pure joy and satisfaction that comes with a life lived well is the goal of the Christian life. And if you want to love the people that you are close to, just like Jesus, you might have to speak up. You might have to be that prophet, that speaker of the truth that says what you are doing is wrong. Better to love than to be loved. And Jesus loved the Pharisees, the hypocrites, all the people who crucified him, but he stood for the truth. He didn't want their affection. He wanted them to truly love him. He wanted their salvation. He wanted them to have true joy. So in all our relationships, let's not give in to the easy way to have people love us, by saying nothing at all when things are going downhill. But let's be brave enough to say, "I am willing to sacrifice your affection because I love you more than my desire to have you love me." This is what the cross speaks to us. To be people who, like St. Francis said, "I would rather love someone in truth than live a lie and get the appearance of love back from them." Slava Isusu Christu.